Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. A well-thought-out retirement doesn't happen by accident. Does your plan have the right things covered? Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. Today, you'll get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Eric's in his 26th year at Heckman Financial. Eric, great to be here with you again.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So every weekend we talk about retirement, and you tell us, Eric, that retirement requires a plan. And there really is more to it than just picking the right investments. Of course, we need an investment plan, but we need to protect a portion of what we've saved. So with investments, there's always risk. You tell us that, Eric. How do you help your clients when it comes to investing?
Well, you know, really the big thing is you have to know, you know, like we said, a plan, right? So you have to have some sort of idea. How much income are you going to need? So how are you going to allocate those assets between different things? And lots of times people think about asset allocation as just stocks and bonds, but I think it's actually need to go farther backward from that and say, we need some foundational assets. Some, you know, these are assets that are guaranteed, can't go away. We need some steady income assets, stuff that pays you something on a monthly basis, ideally. And then lastly, then you want the market money. And so really when you're talking about risk and you're talking about, you know, where should the money be and how should that all be laid out? Well, then that's really, if you've got some safer money, obviously it's not going to have any risk. It's just, you know, it's not going to earn as much, but it won't have any risk. Steady income stuff might have some risk, but, you know, it's not going to be as volatile. And then of course you're talking about stock market stuff, right? So really if you have that allocated right, you're comfortable with those levels, that's the bigger thing. The part that scares me is anytime I see somebody who has everything in stocks and bonds. If they all have mutual funds, that's all you have is stocks and bonds. So your 401k forces you into that. So you can take your old money, like your IRA or some of your just regular savings, and do something differently. But the sad part is if you have everything in the stock market, you're going to have a really tough time taking money out, like, you know, a lot of people had to do it the fourth quarter of 2018 when the market was down. They had to take that money out because they were over 70 and a half and they had to, by law, take the money out before being forced by the government to do that. And if you didn't, it was a 50% penalty on what you should have taken out. So you're not going to be dumb and, you know, give away half your money to the government versus paying the tax, but you are locking in those losses. So again, that's where there's lots of different types of investments, lots of places to put the money. But really what you want to do is first and foremost, look at those buckets, if you want to call them that, you know, the foundational bucket, the steady income bucket, and then the market money. And that's really the first place where you should be looking at for risk level.
So, all right, let's talk about the facts about investments, the buckets you were talking about. We need safety, we need liquidity, and then we need to have growth. But why don't you go into detail with that?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's, you know, one of the things that people can do is they can just go to our website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Right in the top of the corner of wealthcreatorradio.com, the main page, there's a thing called Riskalyze, and that one's a little quiz where you can take and you can see, you know, what is my risk level? You know, how much am I okay with going up and down? And I kind of like to equate it to a roller coaster, right? So imagine you're getting on a roller coaster and you're blindfolded and then it starts going.
Oh, I would hate
right?
that. I would hate it.
Yeah. So then it starts just going. Now, are you on the kiddie roller coaster that barely moves? Are you on kind of a medium roller coaster, or are you on the one that does the, you know, the 400-foot climb and the, you know, 70-story drop or whatever it is, you know, with a bunch of barrel rolls and ups and downs and craziness. You know, it's all about expectations. It's all about what you're prepared for and what you're okay with. And some of that stuff may be pretty crazy. And the problem is, if you don't know you're on that type of roller coaster, it's going to be a very different experience, right?
So true, yes.
So if you knew you're on the kiddie one, you're not going to be worried. If you knew you're on the big scary one, yeah, you're going to be a lot more worried. You're going to be probably bracing your neck a lot more and other stuff, right? And so again, with the stock market, if you don't know what kind of ride you're on, I mean, a lot of us got a wake-up call in 2018 where, you know, when the market did drop that bad, how risky was your portfolio? How far down did it go? Were you even paying attention enough to even know that? So one of the things that we can give you here today, and we can send this to you via text and email, very simple, very easy, is just a few pages on understanding market corrections, understanding the risk behind the stock market assets and what you should be thinking about, what you should be looking for. And these are really critical items that everybody should really know about. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to do is send us a text, 800-454-1184, and text the word market, like stock market. Text the word market to 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Today, we are talking about wealth management in retirement. So, since no investment is completely risk-free, Eric, how do you address market volatility in a retirement plan, if you can break it down for us?
Well, this is one of the most critical things that people really, really, really need to understand. And, you know, one of the things that people don't get is the math is so much different once you start withdrawing. You know, if you had all your investments in whatever, you know, allocation they were in 2008, if you didn't touch them, they did fine by 2012, 2013, right? You're back to normal and hopefully ahead. However, if you had to take money out during that time, because people, yes, they did actually retire, you know, in 2008, and, you know, then you had no choice. So one of the things that you want to really know about is how does that math work? Well, one of the pieces that we have that we use lots of times in seminars or other workshops that we do around town is we'll actually show people what happens if you put money in and you were withdrawing money from a portfolio from 2000 to 2017, and then we'll reverse the data and we'll say from 2017 back to 2000. Well, what was 2000? Dot-com crash,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
So that would have been a very bad time to start your retirement. So with $500,000 being with $2,000 a month coming out and going growing with inflation, that $500,000, 18 years later, 2000 to 2017, it went down to $70,000. You were almost out of money. If you did the same numbers and you did from 2017 to 2000, same exact identical returns, nothing was different, right? Just the timing of those returns were different. That money was $700,000. Same exact investment. There's, you know, this is all stock market investment too. It was actually using a Vanguard Total Stock Market Index fund. And the difference between the two is one is running out of money and one's actually growing your money over retirement time frame. And that, of course, could be very scary depending on which couple decades you get in retirement. So, you know, that's one of the biggest things you have to worry about is that volatility, that up and down actually will kill you more than not earning a 1% higher, you know, in rate of average rate of return. It's not about those, you know, those home runs or those big, huge hits. It's about not having the big, huge mess ups. And that's the biggest key. So, you know, when you're in retirement, you gotta be having a lot better decision making and a lot less volatility. And so again, that's where we usually have that in our blueprint to worry less wealth that we create for people. That's why we talk about having foundational assets, having steady income assets, and then having those market dollars. But if all you have is market dollars, it's going to be a really tough retirement. One of the best things you can do is get some education. And so one of the things we have is the ABCs of fixed index annuities, or the ABCs of FIAs, if you want to call them that, if you like a lot of initials. And so if you want that report, all you got to do is text the word ABC. As simple as 1, 2, 3. No, sorry. text the word ABC. Yeah, text the word ABC to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Text ABC to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
When we come back, Eric talks about generating income for retirement and assigning purpose to those dollars. Stay tuned for that. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to optimize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement plan. This special event will be at the Camden Community Center in San Jose, Wednesday, May 1st, or Thursday, May 2nd at 6 o'clock. There is no cost to attend. Space is limited and reservations are required. Call now, 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 800-880-8628.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And today, Eric is offering you help with your retirement strategy, just like every single weekend. When you go in and meet with Eric, you're going to look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even your legacy plan. And Eric wants to help you create a blueprint to worryless wealth. Listen up for your chance. You can go in and visit with him. We give out his phone number. Listen up for your chance to go in and see Eric and get some help, get a second opinion about your retirement. Today, we are talking about creating wealth in our retirement plan. But before we get back to what we're talking about, it's time for our financial fail. Now, we're only being negative for a short while, right, Eric? Because you're going to turn it around and basically explain to us, you know, how we can benefit from this example. So why don't you give us your financial fail?
Well, this one, just in keeping with the show theme today, it's really going to be more in general. So luckily, most of my clients didn't have this issue. Some people know and some people don't. So just to be super clear, any money you put in any sort of retirement plan, so anything that the government has a qualified plan, so like a 401k, an IRA, 403b, 457, you know, TSA, all these different terms, any of those, once you hit 70 and a half, you have to take the money out. Not all of it. Now, I just recently ran into some people who they mistakenly thought you had to take all of it out when you hit 70 and a half in one big, huge lump sum, and they thought they had this huge tax nightmare. So, no, it's not that. So they were very happy when they learned that, no, it's only a percentage, but the first year it's 3.65%, and then by the time you're 80, it's 5%. By the time you're in your 90s, it's 9%. So why is this under the financial fail column? Well, the common kind of philosophy out there for most people is you wait till December. Theory being you have the whole year to make more money before you have to take the money out. Okay, it's plausible, right? Well, the only problem is like a year like 2018 when the market was down at some points 15-20% depending on how you're invested, could be even more, you had to take that money out. Well, guess what happens to those shares? You know, when people say, oh, just ride it through or just hold on or, you know, just wait, it'll come back. Those shares don't come back once you've sold them. And so the nice thing for my clients is we had this discussion for the people who hadn't taken out their money because we're kind of like Santa in Christmas time there. We're always going through our naughty nice list, who's taken their money out and who hasn't. And so last year when we were doing that, we were able to go through there and figure out, okay, well, these people had some guaranteed money. We had some other monies that we could use instead of having to go into that stock market money and lock in those losses. So if we're going to take some money out of something guaranteed where there's no loss and it still qualifies as a required minimum distribution, you know, that's a huge success. The fail is for all those people, unfortunately, that had to take that money out and lock in those losses, and then the market roared right back up. So that's, you know, one of the things that you want to do is you want to make sure you understand how money comes out in retirement and what the risk is of withdrawing, because it's a lot more difficult than just, you know, when you're in the accumulation phase and letting it grow and get bigger.
Well, today we're talking about investments in retirement. And, you know, we know that preserving our assets is one thing, but we most likely are going to need to generate income in retirement. You've got to have some kind of growth. Obviously, unforeseen things can happen in retirement, just like, I mean, that's just life in general. And the fear always is, am I going to have enough money that's going to last me my entire retirement? So, Eric, I'm sure that you inform your clients of the different ways to generate income in retirement. In fact, I know you do. But how strong of an approach do you find receiving income from stock dividends?
Well, that's, you know, it's kind of like an old school thing where, yeah, you'd buy, you know, all these big blue chip companies and just get these big dividends and you'd be all set. And, you know, those companies are super stable and, you know, companies like GE, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jihu.
Jihu. Right? No. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how much have they dropped
back.
Him?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, they got dropped. Kicked out of the stock market indexes. And,
oh, my.
You know, so, you know, but that was one of these big safe companies, supposedly, right?
Right.
There's a lot
yeah.
of these big, safe, supposedly good companies, you know, like Kodak and, right? No. Okay. Yeah, no, hold on. Another bad one.
I know.
And so that's the tough part is so. You know, if you're using stocks for dividends solely, it could be very dangerous because, yeah, it's paying a good dividend. And the ones that pay the higher dividend, guess why they pay a higher dividend? It's because their stock price has been dropping.
Mm.
You know, that's just the way the math goes, is if they pay so much per share and their stock drops by 50%, their dividend looks twice as big. Okay.
Okay. So yeah, yeah.
That's just more fun with math. That's not reality. So, you know, if you're having a stock dividends paying you 3 or 4% and the stock's dropping by 5, yeah, you're getting income, but you're losing money. So who really cares, right? So I wouldn't buy stocks just for the dividends. You know, that can be some component of your overall stock investing. But again, the problem is that's doing kind of a piecemeal approach. That's just saying, okay, here, we're just going to figure out how to get some money out of these stocks. But why are you in stocks in the first place? You know, why don't buy something that, I mean, we've got investments right now are paying 6 and 7% on annually on a, and they pay out on a monthly basis and they're very, very low volatility. I'd much rather have that. And then I'd much rather have stock that's going to be the one that grows the most in terms of total return, which is stock growth and dividends both. And so that's the part of the people kind of, I think, get lost on and don't really understand, you know, the correct way to do that. And, you know, so that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial is we can actually get you some more information, get you more education, you know, trying to help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth. And so one of the things that if you really wanted to get a little bit more information about, you know, what you should be doing and what should you be looking at for retirement, we've got a checklist, and it's a retirement income planning checklist, and it's super easy to get. All you got to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, and text the word checklist, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, why don't you tell us about the guaranteed sources of income that is available for us in retirement?
Well, there's three institutions that can guarantee your money. One is the bank. And as we all know, the bank's only really guaranteed by FDIC and U.S. taxpayers. So that's why we lost around over 500 banks since 2008 was because the ones that failed. You know, CDs are starting to move back up. If you search around a little bit, you can usually get 2% or so now, which is something. Now, inflation's still probably more likely around 3%, so you're not getting ahead, but you're almost treading water. And yeah, you know, the other kind would be you can use, you know, government bonds, but the problem with government bonds is they're only guaranteed 2 points in time, the day you buy them and the day they're mature. In between, you might lose money because if new bonds come out at a higher rate, nobody's going to pay the full value for your bond. And then lastly, it's insurance companies. And so insurance companies have probably two different types of vehicles. One of them that is an immediate annuity. So this is like a pension or even like Social Security where it pays you an income for life. But the thing that sucks is once you're gone, that money's gone. And you know, if you win, you win big. If you, you know, lose, you also might lose big. And so the other type is a deferred annuity with some sort of income guarantee. And so these are ones where you put the money in, it grows for a while, and then you just turn on some sort of lifetime withdrawal benefit. And those ones, if there is still money left at the time you're gone, then your beneficiaries still do get those funds. So a lot of times those are the more popular way to go today.
All right. Now, what about the non-guaranteed types of income? Let's touch on that real quick.
Yeah, so the last ones, the guaranteed ones, are all what I call foundational assets. The second type are steady income assets. And these are things that are ideally not in the market, or if they are, they're very, very low volatility. So a lot of times these could be real estate investment trusts. There's some that just invest in grocery center, retail. There's a mortgage one we have right now that's paying around 7%, which is great. There's lots of different benefits to doing that. A lot of tax benefits with investing in real estate with the new Trump tax laws that we have. And so there's some benefits there. There's also things called Delaware Statutory Trust, which is kind of more like a private REIT where you can sell money out of a rental property and invest in there and get some great tax benefits. So, you know, there's a lot of steady income type of assets. Sometimes oil and gas investing can be considered one of those. So there's a lot of stuff that's what I call steady income, where it's paying you that money, most of them all on a monthly basis, which of course is when you don't have a paycheck, you want money every month, just like your paycheck used to be.
Of course.
So, yeah, the less stress you can have, the more fun you're going to have. And, you know, that's why we create that blueprint to worry less wealth for people, where we go over that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. And one of the things that we could send you today is if you want to get some more information about how to get income in retirement, all you got to do is text the word income, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income to 800-454-1184, and we'll give you a special report just on how to create that income in retirement. Again, it's 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will star in your movie? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to write the script. Will your retirement be filled with travel, time with your grandchildren, days spent reading, or laughing with friends? Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families write their retirement script. Don't let financial limitations take the starring role of your retirement. Eric and his team want you to be the star of the rest of your life. They'll help you create a financial strategy tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals. Call Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team today, 800-224-2489, and set a visit, 800-224-2489, 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. We are so glad to have you with us again this weekend for Wealth Creator Radio. Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice when you need it the most. He is a well-known speaker, he's an author, and he can provide you with guidance to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. Wouldn't you like to worry less? Today, we have been talking about how to invest in retirement and where you need to focus on. I wanted to bring up Social Security because, I don't know, should we be concerned about that in the future, Eric? Is it going to still be vital to our retirement planning?
Well, of course, everybody says, oh, Social Security's gone bankrupt and, you know, go take your money now while it's still there. You know, say a lot of stuff about that. But if you really read their reports, the trustee report that they do every year, and it always ebbs and flows a little bit, but roughly around 2034, I think's the last number they had, or 2036, it's, you know, we used to be 79 or 77, then it went to 79% of their assets they'll be able to pay out. So what does that mean to you? Well, you know, it's kind of like you going up to your bank, to your mortgage company and saying, hey, I'm just going to pay 80% of my mortgage this month. You guys are good with that, right?
No, they won't.
Yeah, they're not going to let you do that. So, you know, will government, you know, will Congress and, you know, let all these elderly voting, you know, very highly voting type people get hurt by Social Security not being able to pay out? No. The problem is right now there's lots of ways to fix it, but it's too far in the future, so nobody wants to take action. So what's the reality check there? Well, they're going to do something, but my guess is that when it's 12 years out, two Senate terms away, that's when they're going to care more. But in terms of Social Security income for retirement, it's a huge deal. I remember one time I was meeting with this guy who, he was actually an NFL player for about 5 years and, you know, working for a high-tech company, doing very well. And he's like, oh, I don't even want to use Social Security in my planning. I don't think it's that big a deal. And, you know, saying all this kind of, all this kind of junk, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, have you looked at your Social Security estimates? Have you figured out how much they are? Because it's about, you know, between you and your wife, it's about $60,000 a year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, in California, that's tax-free, $60,000. He's like, what? Well, that's actually pretty good money.
Yeah.
It's like people are bashing Social Security all the time, but it is really good money. So it is one of the things that you really need to know about. You really, really, really need to be educated on. Because if you don't, well, then, you know, there's going to be a lot of problems that you're going to do or some things that you're going to mess up. And, you know, that, again, knowledge is king, as they like to say. And with Social Security, it's one of the biggest things. Probably the most critical thing. If you're married, one of the dumbest things that I see all the time is whoever had the higher income, which, you know, historically has been, you know, lots of times the guy, he'll just say, oh, well, since my check's bigger, I'll start mine at 62 and then we'll take hers later. Guess what? Well, statistically speaking, women, you know, live longer than men.
Right.
So he'll die. He'll never see what happened to his ending of his financial plan. 80% of men never see the end of their financial plan and whether or not it worked. And what will happen is she'll be on this. When one person dies, you get the larger of the two checks, but mm-hmm. the smaller one goes away. She'll be stuck getting his smaller check mm-hmm. now for the rest of her life. So it really should be the opposite way around. Whoever the higher income should be the last one to turn on Social Security. And so these are some critical things that you really, really need to know about. They are so critical that we actually do talks a lot around the area. And we've got some talks on Social Security coming up. If you go to wealthcreatorradio.com and then go to the events portion, if you look at the events, there's several different dates that we have coming up. And, you know, we can set that up and have you come and, you know, there's, yeah, these are just at the different community centers around the area. You know, there's no big sales pitch or anything. We're just educating you about what you should be doing, what you should be knowing about, and all those little ins and outs about Social Security. So if that's something you'd like to do, you know, definitely go to wealthcreatorradio.com or you just give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, and we can have you really get educated about Social Security.
We're talking today about what to focus on when you're investing during retirement. Retirement's a whole different thing, and it'd be nice to have somebody by our side.
Yeah, anytime you're talking about somebody who's a financial advisor, financial professional, whatever they want to call themselves. So unfortunately, the term financial advisor is not very super well-defined legally. So there's different types of advisors out there. Now, kind of stepping back even from the legal stuff, I would say the more critical part is, you know, are they a generalist or a specialist? You don't want to accidentally go to a proctologist instead of podiatrist. They both start with P, but they both end very differently, right?
Oh, yes,
and
they do.
So, yeah, so you do not want to confuse those two. And same with retirement. You don't want to confuse having somebody who's just an investment manager, somebody who's just a money manager, with somebody who really knows about financial planning and retirement planning. I mean, there's financial planning for 20 and 30 and 40-year-olds. You know, that's very different than somebody who's in their late 50s, early 60s, and making that shift to, hey, I want to hang out and enjoy life, do what I want to do, not have to go to work. If I want to go to work, I want to do something I want to do. All those types of issues. They have to know about taxes. If they say all over their stuff that they don't give tax advice, yet they're talking about your retirement accounts, they're talking about capital gains, they're talking about Social Security income, all that stuff has tax effects to it.
Yeah.
So how can you not talk about that? That's one of the most critical things in retirement is all the tax, you know, minefields that you're going to be faced with. And so there's lots of issues there. So one of the things you want to do is what type of advisor is there? Are they? So one of the things legally type in terms of the style is there's a fiduciary-based advisor and there's a suitability-based advisor. Anytime somebody has the words registered representative on their card, so you'll see registered representative very long and it'll say registered representative for XYZ broker-dealer. And so this broker-dealer company is the one who tells them what they can and can't do. It tells them kind of what tools they can put in the toolbox. So maybe, you know, you've got one of those red tool chests out in your garage. I've got one of mine. I've got, I think, 10 drawers in it. And if they say, hey, you could use drawers 2, 5, and 9, that's all those people are allowed to talk to you about.
And it's not like they're bad. It's not like they're trying to hide stuff. It's just, that's just not a tool they're allowed to use. Well, what if one of these other tools are the things you need in retirement? That's not something they're going to be able to help you with. And then plus the way they have to do their deciding legally is it okay for your basic demographic? If you're somebody who's, say, 60 and you got whatever asset level, they could sell you the worst annuity, the worst mutual fund, worst REIT, whatever it is that makes them the most money, and that's totally okay with the government, because on a suitability basis, on a just a demographic basis, it's okay for you. Is it in your best interest? Probably absolutely not. And so that's what happens when somebody like me, if you're a registered investment advisor, then you have to do a fiduciary standard. You have to actually act in the person's best interest, and you have to disclose everything, and you can't take commissions on anything on the risk side of the world. So it has to be all fee based. So that's the other thing too. Are they commission based or fee based? So there's a lot of things to be looking for, a lot of things to be asking about. Now, all of them have to have some sort of disclosure document if they're a registered investment advisor. If they're a registered representative, then that you can go to FINRA, which is FINRA, and they have a thing called broker check, and you can check out your broker, find out all their stories, find out if they've had complaints, find out if they've had issues. I mean, I met with somebody who had some really weird investments that did not seem very good. We pulled up their broker check of their advisor, and he's had 8 different complaints and things that have been settled and all this, all these red flags that, you know, simple check on the online would have helped find this beforehand. So, you know, if you want to get a little bit more information about how to check out your financial advisor, how to check out anybody before you hire them or meet with them, just text the word questions. And these are the best questions to ask them. 800-454-1184. Again, text the word questions to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to optimize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement plan. This special event will be at the Camden Community Center in San Jose, Wednesday, May 1st, or Thursday, May 2nd at 6 o'clock. There is no cost to attend. Space is limited and reservations are required. Call now, 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 800-880-8628.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Eric, we all know that the market is not going to stay the same in retirement. That's not how the market works. It's going to go up and down. How do you help your clients realize that there is far more risk in their portfolio than they even realized?
Well, the easiest way is we actually build kind of a roadmap, but ours is called the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, because we want you to worry less about retirement and more about just having fun and doing the things you always wanted to do, right?
Right, all the good things.
That's why you worked all those years for.
And, yeah.
And so really what we're talking about when we're doing this is first and foremost, look at your income plan. Now, if you say, hey, I don't have an income plan, well, you do. You know, you just don't know what it is. So we'll tell you where it's headed. And it's kind of like when you're in the car, you're still driving someplace. Doesn't matter if you're intending to or not. You're still got a direction that you're going down.
That's true.
So we'll tell you which way you're headed. And we're going to look at that for income purposes. We're going to also look at that investments. Yeah. So where are your investments today? You know, what is that risk level? How much volatility do they have? Again, no right or wrong answer. It's just, hey, this is what you got. And do you feel comfortable with what you got? That's a different question, but you know, that's what only you can really answer. And then we're going to get into, you know, after the income, after the investments, what's the other critical one? Well, it's got to be taxes, because, you know, if you're taking money out of stuff or you're investing in stuff, all that has huge tax consequences. And that's why I became a registered tax return preparer and got a lot of education about taxes, because that is so critical in retirement. I cannot believe how many people at first don't believe me, and then they next year after they retire totally say, oh my gosh, taxes are so much more complicated in retirement. And so we go over that tax stuff. Then we look at the healthcare costs. Obviously, that's going to be a huge thing in retirement. Average couple today, most of the studies show anywhere from $250,000 to $300,000 they're going to spend on just the premiums and co-pays. We're not talking like long-term care. We're just talking about normal stuff. And then lastly, legacy. Who's going to get the stuff in the end? Right? That's the other big key thing. You know, is it going to go to the courts and the attorneys, or is it going to go to your loved ones and not the IRS? So, you know, these are all things that people need to be really focused on and really having a plan for.
So market volatility is only one risk, and you just mentioned a couple of others. So why don't you give us, you know, just all the other potential risks that we really need to be aware of when we are putting together our retirement plan?
Well, you know, obviously, like we said, taxes, you know, how are you going to structure that paycheck? So you've got taxable accounts, you've got, tax deferred things, you got 401ks, Roth, all these different types of things that all have different tax ramifications depending on how you would withdraw from them. And so what's the best way to spread that out to have that tax hit be the lowest it can possibly be? Inflation, of course, is something that, you know, makes us all feel old anytime we talk about it, right? You know, yeah, so all those types of things, but that's reality. I mean, things do get more expensive. And so you can't just retire on the income today and hope to still have that same income 20 years later and be fine. It's going to be pretty ugly. And then what kind of fees and costs are you paying for? Lots of times people say, oh, I've got no load fund. There's no fees. Huh? Every single mutual fund or exchange traded fund in the world has fees. They're legally invisible, but legally disclosed. So that means they don't have to show up anywhere, but they're still there. Huh. It's kind of like the wind, kind of like oxygen.
We don't see it, but it's there.
Yeah, you can't see it, but you know it's there. And, so that's one of those things is, what are those? And how much are they paying? And is it worth what you're paying for? There's nothing wrong with paying a fee. It's just, are you getting the value for that fee? And then, of course, things like long-term care costs. That is going to be a big thing for a lot of people. And long-term care insurance is probably one of the toughest and worst insurances you can get nowadays because everybody keeps raising their rates. And it's getting very tough to be able to somehow survive with those types of things. So there are some alternatives. There's some great alternatives where you can just be one-time funding things and be done with it, not have to worry. There's lots of options. What about losing a spouse in retirement? That can be a huge thing. Obviously, that at some point, if you're married, one of you is going to pass away. And what does that do to your financial situation? I had a client who lost his wife, and the next year we did his taxes. He had $20,000 less of income because of losing her Social Security check and other things. And he paid $20 more in taxes.
Seriously?
You're like, hold it.
Why?
He had $20,000 less income, but his taxes went up a tiny bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because now he was filing single.
Tax bracket.
No longer married.
Okay.
And so then you lose that other standard deduction and you lose a lot of other things. So, that can be a long, that could be an issue. And then also, of course, the opposite side of that thing is longevity. How long are people going to live? Most people today, if you're a married couple, the odds are 50% that at least one of you make it to 92, and 25% at least one of you make it to 95. So figure if you retired around 65, you need to be counting on 30 years, three decades to have that money last. And so that's something you really need to make sure you have a plan for. So that's why you want to really sit down and talk with somebody, figure out how to get that process going. And that's something you can do. If you'd like to sit down with us and go through that blueprint to worry less wealth, there's no cost, no obligation. All you gotta have to do is super simple. Text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. I guess text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Or you can actually just call the phone to number 2 and talk to a human. Leave us a message and we'll call you back. 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, I want to bring up income again. After those regular paychecks stop, we've got to create some income in a couple of ways. Could you go over those again for us, Eric?
So really, I think the best way to have a true income plan in retirement is, first and foremost, you got to have some baseline income. So of course, we all have Social Security, and or if you don't, you have a pension because you were able to pay into that instead. And so that's going to be your baseline. So say that's, you know, if you're married, maybe that's $4,000 a month. So we know $4,000 is coming in every single month, no matter what. Now, maybe we do the math. We take your last 12 bank statements, divide by 12, all the withdrawals, and that's how much money you actually spent. Yeah, whatever number you say you spent is wrong. And if you take the last 12 bank statements and divide by 12, that's correct. That's
like
real.
Like you said, math doesn't lie.
No, unfortunately it doesn't. And so, so that would be the way to find out how much you're spending. And so maybe you say you need $8,000. Well, if you got four coming in, that means we need filling that income gap. And so maybe you do some with a guaranteed type product. You know, you could use something like an annuity with an insurance company where maybe it's going to pay you $1,000 or $2,000 a month for the rest of your life. Well, now you only need about $2,000 left from your portfolio to really get the rest of that. And maybe you have some steady income money that's paying 6 or 7% on a monthly basis, and that's another $1,000. Well, now you're down to only needing $1,000 off your stock portfolio. That's a lot easier to do. It's a lot less risk because you're not having to take a ton of withdrawals out. You're not needing to lock in losses lots of times because you don't need as much out of it, right? So that's the way to be looking at the correct way really to create that income is, you know, look at that baseline. Okay, how much do I have coming in every single month? If you can add another grand or 2,000 to that baseline, add some steady income money, and then you just have to use the remaining part for your stock market and bond market type stuff. So that's where your investment stuff comes in, right? All the 401ks and IRAs that are still in mutual funds. And, you know, if you do the planning that way, it works really well. And it's very simple to do. But again, you need to have a plan. You know, that's always comes back to that, which is annoying, I know, for a lot of people because they don't want to do a plan. And so, you know, that's one of the things to be looking at. And really, if you want to get a little bit more information about how to create that income, what's the best way to get that income in retirement, the simplest way to do that is send you a little free report called Income. Wow, go figure. So just text the word Income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word Income to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Who will star in your movie? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to write the script. Will your retirement be filled with travel, time with your grandchildren, days spent reading or laughing with friends? Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families write their retirement script. Don't let financial limitations take the starring role of your retirement. Eric and his team want you to be the star of the rest of your life. They'll help you create a financial strategy tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals. Call Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team today, 800-224-2489, and set a visit, 800-224-2489, 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial here in the Silicon Valley area. Today, we've been discussing managing our wealth in retirement, and it's time now in our show for another wealth success story. So it kind of goes right in with our topic today. So why don't you tell us about one?
Well, you know, it's really just about how to start deleveraging yourself from one company stock. So around here in Silicon Valley, there's a lot of people that, you know, kind of got lucky maybe, or just very, very wise, or who knows which one it is. But you know, they got a lot of company stock. And the big thing is, how do you get out of that company stock? What's the plan? So, you know, I was working with one client last year. We started saying, okay, hey, you know, he's got a ton of money at Apple. He's been there for quite some time now. And yeah, you know, he's at the point where when we do the income plan, there's pretty much nothing he can do to mess it up except for lose lots of money. and unfortunately, with stock market, that sometimes can happen easier than said,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
And so one of the things we did earlier last year is, well, towards the end of last year, but before the big drop is, you know, we took a lot of that money out. We made some of it safe. We put some of it in steady income assets, even though he's not going to retire for several more years. And can get, of course, what happened? Apple stock tanked huge time towards the end of last year. And then what did it do this year? Shot right back up. Mm-hmm. Well, now we've been able to sell off some more. And we've actually been able to just now reinvest that into even more guaranteed assets and more steady income monies. You know, he's almost already got enough to pay for his entire retirement just off these two stock sales. And he's still got plenty left. And so if we keep doing this, you know, there's not going to be any worry or concern. They're going to be able to retire anytime they want to do it. Do whatever they want to do. Now, if he wants to keep working, hey, that's fine, right? I mean, enjoy it. If you're liking your job, then by all means.
Yeah.
But if he wants to just take a job for fun, or if he wants to go teach at a, you know, at a high school level, or just teach a robotics class, or, you know, whatever, you know, I've got a lot of clients doing lots of different things. He's now going to be able to have that ability to do that whenever he wants to do that. And it's all because we started selling some stock off and realizing that we need to lock in some of those gains and start doing something else with that, some of that money, and making sure it doesn't go away. Because I actually had a client in 1998 that I did a plan for, and all he had to do was sell off most of his Adobe shares, and he had about 3 million at the time. He sold off 500, not the amount I was telling him to sell off.
Yeah.
That remaining 2.5 million turned into 500.
Oh.
And instead of having a 5-year retirement plan, he had a 15-year retirement plan. So all because he didn't want to pay taxes.
Yeah.
And he didn't have to pay taxes on that gain because that gain went away.
Oh,
and so that's one of the big things is, again, once you're done, if you're in retirement and you've got a lot of money saved up and you got a lot of money built up, why are you still sitting at the table, right? Why are you still playing, you know, roulette when you don't need to be? You know, don't be betting on double zero or, you know, something like that. You don't need to be taking all that risk. And I find lots of times people are just used to taking it, so they just keep taking it. And it's like, wow, all you have to do is not be dumb with your money and lose it all. And that's how simple it is. So, you know, and so, yeah, if you wanted to get a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth, that's something we can send you. No cost, no obligation. All you have to do is text the word book to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word book to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Talk to you soon.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.